today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day.
I don't know about you, but I've got the feeling that today is gonna be a good day. Starting out to be a good day because I just got here and Dudley just went to take a nap. So like, far, so good.
Woo! And I can rest.
Yeah. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn here on the Doug Steffen Good Day Show. Doug made his way out to Los Angeles yesterday, was busy at a talk radio conference.
He can't hang with our lifestyle.
He can't hang with his life. He used to be able to pull this off, but now he's a little tired, so he's like, I'm taking 20.
You missed the story, though, Rich. He actually, so we did this talk radio conference
yesterday.
And you
were there with him, yeah.
I was there with him. We were together, although we talked for maybe about 3 seconds because it was just crazy, lots of people.
Yeah.
And he left there about 2:30, and he went and started moving furniture in a pickup truck. And he got home at dark and realized that the electricity and water and power in his house had not been turned on yet. So he essentially had to stumble around, as he said, and then he laid on a mattress on the floor for 4 hours, and then he came in to start working again. So I understand why he's a little sleepy.
So right now, he's laying on that mattress in the dark again.
No, now he's at CRN laying on a couch
CRN,
in our conference
right.
room. Yes. But what disturbs me about this whole
mix-up...
Let's
order him a pizza.
I know, right? What disturbs me about the whole mix-up is that he didn't shower yesterday. I know he didn't because he went straight from CRN to the Talkers Conference.
So he showered
furniture.
Last night, went and did the show, went to CRN.
He doesn't have water.
Oh,
so I think the last time he may have showered, and there's no confirmation, was Thursday.
Wednesday night in the Thursday
morning. I mean, Wednesday.
Morning.
I'm sorry, not Thursday. Wednesday, yes. And that's even an if because he was moving cows all day. So this is what makes me nervous about the whole thing. I didn't stand too close yesterday. I will tell you, I had a moment. I should have told him this, but we're at this Talkers thing. Everybody's dressed up, and that's strange because usually talk radio folk, you know, they come in T-shirts and jeans a lot of the time. But everybody was dressed up looking
especially
nice.
Especially in California.
Mm-hmm.
California, they used to laugh at me when I'd wear a tie or a suit to a meeting in California. They'd go, you East Coasters, man.
Pretty much everybody had a jacket and an open shirt on. Guy, Roger Hedgecock, was there in a nice orange shirt and a suit and
Roger
all that.
Roger dresses nice. Yeah.
He does, but not a lot of ties, but there were definitely ties, and people were definitely dressed. And I was wearing, a very lovely kind of purple dress with a blazer over it. I thought I looked very nice. Yeah, so I was all, you know, fancy schmancy. And so lunchtime happens. And and Larry King, which I didn't know, he was the opening speaker. He actually owns a bagel company. And I did not know this. And he donated the food. They had bagels for breakfast and bagel sandwiches for lunch. So
thanks, Larry.
I know. Carb loading at its finest. So I skipped breakfast because, you know, that was okay. But I was going to have a half of a turkey bagel for lunch.
Okay.
And I get my cup of coffee because I couldn't find anything else to drink. And I was thirsty. I've been having this little cough that I've been complaining about. So I get coffee. I get my turkey sandwich. I'm with my dad at this point. He goes, let's just go into the theater because there were so many people standing around. It was like impossible to stand and eat.
Yeah.
He's like, let's go into the theater. Let's sit down. So we go into the Steve Allen Theater in Los Angeles. We sit down, and I'm putting my bag on the ground, and I dropped an entire huge cup of coffee.
Oh, no.
All over everything, right?
Oh, no.
And I exclaimed the S word because I've been on vacation. Like, my manners are out the door, right? So I exclaimed, blankety blank, you know, in front of everybody. So embarrassing. So then I'm like kind of, you know, now, then you're like trying to sop it up, and we only had two napkins, and there was just no sopping up. So my dad's like,
you didn't spill it on yourself. You spilled it on the floor.
No, all over the floor. So my dad goes, get up and move. We'll go to the next aisle. So we left it there, and we moved to the next aisle.
And guess who comes and sits down?
Just as I sit down, I dropped my sandwich and the empty coffee cup with the wet napkins inside of it, and my sandwich like went bouncing everywhere, lettuce up one end, turkey bouncing.
What is going on with you?
I have no idea, but there, Heidi Harris from a radio station in Las Vegas was there and saw the whole thing, and she used to be a cocktail waitress. She comes over to me laughing, and she goes, oh, honey, you would have never made it as a cocktail waitress. I'm going to give you a copy of my book. This woman autographs a copy of her book for me because I have now embarrassed myself. At least that time I didn't cuss, although I wanted to. I have no idea what's wrong with me. So there I am picking up shredded lettuce across the Talkers Convention inside the Steve Allen Theater.
So did you move one more row down?
No. So then somebody comes in and says, oh my gosh, somebody spilled something in here. I just kept quiet.
You and your dad are like Hansel and Gretel, just dropping breadcrumbs and coffee all over the place.
Yeah, so I totally skipped lunch. I thought, you know what? I am not touching anything else again. I had a bottle of water with the screw cap on, so that was about all I was allowed to touch yesterday.
Drank a little too much in Mexico, huh?
Apparently, I was suffering from the DTs, from not having enough tequila or something.
All right,
so
you want to make this story even funnier?
Yes.
Back to Doug going to take a nap at CRN. And possibly has not showered in about 30 hours.
He's now rubbing his dirtiness on our couch.
No, he can't get into your conference room to lay down on the couch. It's locked.
There's a key.
He can't find it.
It's in the key box.
He doesn't know where that is.
Are you listening, Dougie?
He's not. I don't know if he is.
Because there's a key on my desk. He can go sleep in my dad's office. He can use that couch if he needs to. Good Lord.
Oh, man. All right, so... I'm having all kinds of fun. This is just too much fun. Poor Dudley, he's probably cranky and tired. He's laughing at it, though, so no big deal for him. I got an extra hour of sleep, so everybody's feeling good here. So it's 13 past the hour, and you know what I want to talk about next?
No.
Negative people in your life.
Ooh, I love those people. How are you doing today?
Yeah.
I could be better.
You know what? It wasn't even that. And it's I had an experience last night, and I'll tell you about it. But it just made me go, one more reason not to have negative people in my life. So I was going to ask you how you'd handle it, and you know, whether it's work or personal, whatever it is. But anyway, if you have a negative person that you've handled in your life, and it's not like a mean person, just kind of negative,
yeah,
negative vibes,
downer,
man.
Downer.
You're bringing me down, dude. Hey, give us a call and let me know how you handled it at 1-800-510-8255. Whether you work with them or it's just somebody in your life socially or it's just an acquaintance, whatever it is, give us a call and let us know how you've handled this. 1-800-510-8255. How to get the negative people either to turn around or to just get out of your life. It's 14 past the hour on Good Day. We're going to call Doug and give him the key to the couch. Woo!
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Jay Farner at Quicken Loans. You know, we've been talking for years about how great mortgage interest rates are, but what's happening right now is something truly special. Having been in the mortgage business for nearly 20 years, I've never seen anything like this. Over the last 40 or 50 years, we haven't seen anything like this. Rates are shockingly low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Take the 5 minutes and call Quicken Loans today at 800-401-0027. We'll walk you through the process, and if it makes sense, we'll help you lock in that rate and close on a new mortgage. And if it doesn't make sense, you'll know you took the time to make sure you weren't missing out. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to QuickenLoans.com. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by. Call now to see how Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
1-800-510-8255. Doug Steffens, Good Day. Rich and Jennifer here talking about negative people.
Don't hit me with them negative ways so early in the morning.
Yeah, man, I can't handle it. So last night, I go out with a couple of buddies from the neighborhood for to our local little pub.
Yeah, your favorite hangout.
It's Dogfish Head. Ale House. Dogfish Head is a kind of beer, and it comes from Rehoboth Beach here on the Eastern Shore, and they've opened up a few restaurants in the Maryland, Virginia area down here in the D.C. suburbs, and it's just great craft beer. And on Thursday nights, they have these things where you go up and you get a glass for free, or then you have specials, and they have a band and everything. So we go up for an hour, hour and a half, you know, a couple Thursday
happy
nights
hour.
A month. Yeah. Well, more like at 9 o'clock after the kids are all in bed and everything. We'll go
so
up.
So you're out on the 10. You're carousing.
Yeah. You know, a beer. These beers are pretty strong, so I can
You're talking to someone who goes to bed at 8, so when you go out at 9, that's carousing.
Well, hence the reason I was late this morning. So, but we go out, and it's one of my buddies who lives down the street, his brother, and then another guy who we know from our Taekwondo classes. His kids go to the Taekwondo. Actually, his wife was my son's teacher last year.
Mm.
Nice guy. Nice guy. Nice guy. But socially, I have a hang up with him.
Okay, so what does he do?
Just every conversation or every response to every conversation he has is like this negative vibe. Like last night, my buddy Pat and his brother we're all like, you know, talking about the iPhones or something like that. And of course, this guy's like, you know, they found out that the new Siri assistant is can be turned on if you just press the button, and you know, you can accidentally delete your whole thing, which isn't true. But he's making an extreme example. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So then we're talking a few minutes later, and he's like, you know, you keep posting all this stuff about your whole life on Facebook, somebody's going to, like, okay, whatever. Then a couple minutes later.
So he's the worst-case scenario guy.
It's always, always. And, you know, I just do this because I don't want that to happen. And I'm just like, after, like, the fourth time, I was just like, where's my chips?
Yeah.
I'm just going to sit here and munch on my loud chips so that I can't hear you for a while. And it just started to be like no fun, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not.
And you can't, once you've locked into a group, how do you even uninvite that negative Nelly into your club? You can't, because now he knows your hangout. You guys have a routine.
Yeah. And you know, and he's a nice guy. He really is. I don't mind him. He's a nice guy. But he's just, that's his whole outlook on life, is it's always a downside to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And with that downside, I figured out how to perfectly do it. So your way is always the wrong way, and my way is always the right way, yet I'm a hermit in my house and don't really want to socialize with people, except for maybe you guys on Thursday nights for a beer. Yeah, I hope he's not listening. I don't think he's listening.
Hopefully he's not a fan.
But how do you handle that? I mean, we've talked about negative people in your life, and especially in the workplace, where I've actually fired a person here because they were just bringing the whole place down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a cancer, and you had to get rid of it. Now,
right,
that person was extreme. That person was running around ranting and raving, you know, down the hallways and just really creating a bad attitude.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, how do you handle negative, just slightly?
Socially?
Yeah.
Okay, socially, I'll tell you. If I'm out with somebody, because I actually have a few examples of these too. When you're out with that person, and thankfully I have a personality that lets me do it without being mean. But I'll say
you do, yeah. You're so nice, yeah.
Really? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You know, you kind of have to just stop them and go, and then, you know, is the plague going to hit? You know, I mean, you really have to kind of, if you point it out in a funny way, that's how I usually deal with it, because I like to use levity to make people realize that they're jerks.
Yeah, me too, and I think you're probably just better at it than I am, because I don't know, in the, 7 years that you and I have been good friends, hanging out here, talking to each other for 4 to 5 hours a day, I have to think at some point I've irked you, and I don't know that I ever have.
So you think that I have?
There's no way that in those 7 years you haven't gone, God, this guy's such a jerk.
No, I don't. You know, actually, honestly, I don't think that you really have irked me.
Yeah, whatever.
Maybe when I was figuring you out. But now, I mean, when you figure someone out, you don't get irked, do you?
I have to, that's true. I have to watch you more, though. I have to learn how to handle this. 1-800-510-8255. How do you handle the negative waves, man?
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end.
23 passed on good day.
Letters I've written.
Dudley sleeping on the conference room floor in the CRN. Hopefully he has a speaker up to hear his favorite band, the Moody Blues. Oops. I'm not supposed to tell you that.
You're supposed to tell us. This is a quiz. It's quiz time.
You know
time.
Why? Yeah, this is our top five contest. So I've given you a little hint as the number five.
Good and thing, then we, I wouldn't have known it.
Wow.
What year is this, by the way?
But I just gave it to you. This is the top five songs of 1972, this week in 1972.
The top. Okay.
And it's a very fun list. It's a very cool list. So I think we'll do well with it. So what you do is you listen to all five of the songs. We'll give you a little taste of each one of them. And then you pick up the phone and give us a call at the aforementioned phone number, 1-800-510-8255, unless you're a negative Nelly. I don't want to hear from you then.
I hate this contest.
And the first person in with the correct identification of all five songs wins a little prize from the Doug Steffen Prize Closet, which he's sleeping in right now. So here we go. There's number five. On to number four, which is a fun.
Ooh, I like this one.
There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe true.
This one may be the tough one, getting the band. And I'll tell you that it's band. That's number four on the top five of 1972 this week. It's 1-800-510-8255. Here is number three. This would be the gimme.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature
rise.
One of my favorites.
Higher, higher, it's burning through to my soul.
Don't you love this one? This is a good one.
Great stuff. Alright, there's number three song from this week, 1972, everybody. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 1-800-510-8255. I know you know that one, and you probably know this one, too.
I won't spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me.
Okay, don't want to be negative, but nope, don't know this one.
right here, you know it. 1-800-510-8255. Good stuff. 1972. What were you doing? Jen, you weren't even around
yet. I was not born yet.
Yeah, me, I was 8 years old.
Oh,
riding my skateboard. My mom.
Wearing tough skin.
Yep, my tough skins. My maroon tough skins. My skateboard with steel wheels and having a good old time. This is always on the radio, this stuff. This might be one of my favorite, oh my God, songs of all time from one of the greatest rockers of all time. Number one this week in 1972.
When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o.
That's it.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-o.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. All right, there they are. All five of them. Let's go through them again real quick. So here's number five.
Nights in white satin.
I already slipped and gave you the band, so it shouldn't be a big deal.
Never reaching the end.
And number four.
Everybody plays a fool sometimes.
Jen and I's favorite, number three. Number two. And the number one song from 1972 this week.
When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy.
There they are, five of them. Give us a call, 1-800-510-8255, if you know the name and artist of each song. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
We, the real people, got a lot out of our cars this summer, so now it's time to put a little back in.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center this Friday and Saturday. It's Fall Car Care Month, the perfect time to gear up with conventional Valvoline oil change, air filter, multi-point inspection, and tire rotation, all for just $34.98 with coupon. And save even more with our biggest rebate savings ever on four Goodyear and Dunlop tires. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real confidence for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Offer and dates vary from 10/22 to 12/3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
When you want an easier way to deal with the hassles of fraud this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you're covered with zero liability protection, which means you won't be held responsible for any unauthorized purchases or ATM transactions if promptly reported. We'll also protect your money by monitoring your account for unusual activity. And you'll be happy to know this built-in protection won't cost you a thing. Call, click, or stop by today to learn more about our zero liability protection. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
She's a funny girl, everybody. It's 33 past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn here with you. Getting your day started. Mine's already off to a pretty good start. I feel good.
Me too.
I feel good.
I slept really well last night.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Yeah,
how
it wasn't
be bad.
Yeah, pretty good. So the other thing that's kind of getting me all cranked up and ready to roll is we're playing the top five songs from this week in 1972. And I dig them. I love them. It's a lot of fun. Good stuff. We're going to hit them here for you real quick. So if you think you know what they are, give us a call, 1-800-510-8255. Here is number five for you.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end.
Massive operatic rock band, one of Dudley's favorites.
Everybody plays a fool.
They're on the kind of the R&B pop side.
There's no exception to the rule.
Number three this week in 1972. Oh,
feel my temperature rising.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. High and high, it's burning through to my soul. Girl, 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 you're going to set me on fire.
That's number three, 1-800-510-8255. If you know those so far, here's number two.
Feels is good getting used. Oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me
and
up.
And probably one of the funnest songs ever written, number one this week in 1972.
When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o.
Love it. All right, while the phones finish filling up here at 1-800-510-8255, let's move on over to DougSteffen.com or GoodDayShow.com and check out yesterday's poll. Yesterday's poll was, what is your favorite Halloween song? The Monster Mash?
It was a graveyard smash. Oh, sorry.
Came in with a big 23%. Look at this. We have a three-way tie for number one.
Okay.
Thriller, The Monster Mash, and Other qualify at 23% for number one.
My favorite Ghostbusters wasn't in there.
Last. Behind
no.
that. Werewolves of London piece of garbage.
That's not even a Halloween song.
Yeah, sure it is. It's Werewolves. 18% for Werewolves of London. I'm not a big Warren Zevon fan.
Kid Rock did it.
Yeah. Although Ghostbusters, 12%. Boom, bringing up
and
the
that
rear.
Was probably just me.
Today's poll.
I voted a few times.
If you've got a second to get over to DougStephan.com, what scary movie series is your favorite? Oh, this is
and
fun.
I can tell you the front runners right now because I just voted.
Okay.
All right, so the choice is Halloween. That's right. Our front runner right now with 14%.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Tied there is also Other, 14%. Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, Saw, and Scream are all tied with 7% apiece. And then the big winner is I Don't Like Scary Movies at 43%.
Wow. Really?
I don't love scary movies either, but, you know, once a year it's kind of fun. And I picked Scream for those because that's more my generation.
It's funny. I'm a Friday the 13th Halloween generation guy.
Mm-hmm.
And when
Was that Jason or Freddy? No, that was Jason.
Jason was Friday the 13th.
And Freddy Krueger was Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
And I never got into those that much, but my cousins used to come over, and we would stay up all night long. We were like 15 in the summertime, and we would watch all of the Friday the 13th.
Yeah, that was fun at a sleepover, wasn't
all
it?
Of the Halloweens, and I mean, the next day we'd just be a mess.
And you wouldn't be able to, and then you were cranky. My mom hated when I had sleepovers because I could never function the next day without sleep. But you know which one we're missing? And I'm kind of, it's a scary movie series, never mind. But I was thinking The Exorcist. That's my favorite scary movie of all time.
Yeah.
Or Silence of the Lambs. That's
Well, the series, I guess, knocks those out.
Yeah,
because then we could go with 100 movies. All right, let's go to the phones and see if we can get an answer to our top five songs from this week in 1972. Let's move on over to Grand Rapids, and here's Ron, if I can get my finger on the fader there. Hey, Ron, how you doing this morning, bub?
Good.
All right, so let's go. You think you got them all?
No, I'm pretty sure.
It's pretty easy, isn't it?
I have faith in you.
Yeah, all right, here's number five, Ron. What do you think it is?
Moody Blues with Nights in White Satin.
There you go, one for one. And number four?
Everybody Plays the Fool by The Main Ingredient.
There you go. That was the tough one. I've got confidence now. All right, two for two. Here's number three.
Elvis Presley, Burning Love.
There you go. All right. He's down the home stretch. Number two.
Use Me by Bill Withers.
Man. You're not a former DJ, are you?
No.
Okay. What were you doing in 1972?
I was born in 71.
Oh, man, you got a great memory. Number one here. Come on.
Number one, My Dingling, Chuck Berry.
All right, so...
You can't say that on the radio.
Yeah, you can play it on the radio, so you can say it on the radio. Hey, so, Ron, if you were born in 1971, what about you musically has you interested in all of these songs that might be from my generation?
My mom grew up listening to a lot of music. She was a DJ in the late 70s, early 80s, but I spent a lot of time at the station.
Ah, okay.
So you're kind of a radio brat. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, very cool. Where is she still doing it?
No.
That's cool. So you just remember all this stuff now. What do you listen to now?
Pretty much the same thing. I listen to 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Yeah, the classic
stuff.
Don't forget
you like the Backstreet Boys too, right, Ron?
No, not a big fan of the Backstreet Boys.
Thank
Come
you.
On.
I would have had to have you turn in your man card.
I picked you for that guy, the NSYNC guy. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that's not a good thing, Ron. I'll take care of her for you. All right, well, thank you for calling. It's you get a little something from the Doug Stephan Prize Closet. Hold on 1 second. We'll get your information. And that's the top five songs from this week in 1972. We'll do it again next week with another fun year from... back in my high school years, most likely, and Jennifer's. It's 40 past the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day. Tons of TV news to talk about
today.
So coming straight ahead, Jennifer and the TV report on Good Day. It's 40 past the hour.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal.
Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, and that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son, Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
For a limited time, you can add the OnStar FMV mirror to your car for only $199. It's like having a portable nav, a roadside assistance plan, Bluetooth, and a stolen vehicle system, plus automatic help in a crash. And it's compatible with most cars. Add OnStar FMV to your car at Best Buy for only $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and OnStar subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and more retailers. Hurry, offer ends October 31st, 2011.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, Rich.
Happy Doomsday.
Thank you. I didn't know it was Doomsday.
It is Doomsday. That whack job Harold Camping says the world is going to end today, so I didn't get you anything.
Darn it.
I'll see you on the other side with a little something special.
Yeah, no kidding. Do you think, we're awake and everything, so do you think we're okay, or does it happen at like a certain time?
That's the thing. He doesn't tell us. Oh, wait a minute.
Does he tell us what time of day?
No,
I want to know if I should stress out or have anxiety or anything.
Let me see. The world will end. Get your doomsday clock. We can get our doomsday. It doesn't say what time. Come on, man. I got a schedule to keep here.
I know. I want to know if I can pay my bills or not.
Right. Well, I mean, we're about to do our TV report. Am I going to see the shows or not?
Yeah, do you even care?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Well,
so who
care.
May or may not get their shows seen tonight?
Well, tonight is Blue Bloods. You know, I'm all about that show.
Yeah, good show. Good.
So good. Yeah. If you haven't seen it, it's not too late. It's not one of those shows where you have to watch every week or you're completely out of the loop. There's like an ongoing storyline, but most of the shows are self-contained. So definitely watch that show. I love it.
I do have to say, though.
Yes.
Tom Selleck with the very bushy eyebrows and the very bushy mustache with those black round glasses is starting to look a little bit like a cartoon character.
Stop it. That's what my dad looks like. My dad's always looked like Tom Selleck. Come on. Leave him alone.
Whatever.
He has been. It used to be that my dad looked like Tom Selleck after a particularly heavy meal, but now Tom Selleck looks like my dad after a particularly heavy meal. So, Tom, you're going to have to watch that.
His dad's eyebrows aren't as bushy as his, though.
No, we actually trim them. I help him when we travel. I help him trim his eyebrows.
TMI. I don't want to hear any more of that.
It's a nice thing. Your daughter will do it for you, too, old man. Okay, so good news in the TV report today, because I love cheesy, crummy reality shows.
Yeah.
During the summer, NBC had a show on called Love in the Wild, and I admit I watched it every single week. It was where single people went and competed in like Survivor contests
that they competed in couples. Yeah.
Yeah, so they could find love and still undergo physical challenge as well.
Right. It's Tramp TV.
So, exactly, which is why I watch it. So excited because it's coming back next summer, so I have something to look forward to. So if you're a fan of that show, it's coming back. But the big news today is there is a new list out by Forbes magazine. Last week they did all the highest paid actresses on TV. Now they've done the highest paid actors on TV. Any guesses who number one is, Rich? Let me give you a clue, right?
Ashton Kutcher.
Here's a clue.
Yeah.
Winning!
It's Charlie Still.
Why Charlie Sheen...
Because of the big payout that he got.
Is number one on the list. He's got estimated earnings at $40 million. And he is not even working right now. Isn't that great?
No, but 25 of that comes from his lawsuit that he settled.
That's true. That is true. Number two on the list is Ray Romano. He also is no longer on the small screen, but he started the year with Men of a Certain Age, which was really critically acclaimed. I'm sad that it didn't get more people watching it. He makes $20 million a year. Steve Carell, who left The Office this year, also ranked third with $15 million.
All these guys are living off of their earnings of their show. So that would beg the question, where's Jerry Seinfeld?
Well, no, these are people that had to be on TV this year.
Really?
Yeah, so he's not on the list.
Okay.
Number four is Mark Harmon, who's the most popular man on TV right now. He comes in with $13 million. John Cryer is at number five with $11
million. Yeah, John.
Pretty good, huh?
Nicest guy in television.
Yeah, Lawrence Fishburne is at number six with $11 million. Number seven is Patrick Dempsey from Grey's Anatomy with $10 million. Number eight, the mentalist Simon Baker, $9
million.
Really? Hugh Laurie also makes $9 million. And Chris Maloney holds the number 10 spot, also making $9 million.
You see, Hugh Laurie's got a new blues album out, Orleans blues album. Yeah, Public Television did a special on it a few weeks ago, and I watched the whole thing. He basically did a road trip through the South to New Orleans to kind of just talk about the blues of the South, and then he did a concert, a show in a small private club in New Orleans, and it's really good. I mean, he's a great guitar and piano player. He's really, really good.
I didn't know that. That's
cool. I think I'm going to buy the album, but it's to watch him talk with his Australian accent, Australian, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he's Australian.
And then, you know, when he does his Dr. House thing, you know, to be gone, it's a little weird. But to watch him sing, I mean, the guys, it's pretty good stuff. So check it out if you get to.
I will. You want another list?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's 11 shows, and this is a sad list. There in TV, there's what's called as a show on the bubble, meaning that it could be canceled or it could be saved.
Right.
And I'm giving you this list now as a TV fan because if you like these shows, watch them, join their Facebook page, do whatever you can because this really does help them. And you're going to be surprised by some of the shows on this list. ABC has Body of Proof, also Community on NBC on the list. CSI New York, of all things, is on the bubble. Fringe, my personal favorite, which is always on the bubble on the list. A Gifted Man on CBS, Harry's Law. This is a surprise, and Doug will be upset. On the bubble. This is the one that surprised me the most. Hawaii 5-0 is on the list.
Really?
And that wins its time slot almost every week.
It's probably expensive.
It's expensive, and it's still not making the money. So number
Chuck's
eight.
Chuck's not on there?
No. Chuck is not on here. Nikita from CW, Pan Am from ABC, Prime Suspect on NBC, and Unforgettable from CBS. So if you like any of those shows, join their social network sites because...
It absolutely works because I was a big Chuck fan. I still am. And it's just a fun little dumb show.
It was saved.
It was in trouble, and it was actually canceled and then brought back from death through its social networking campaign. It definitely works. So check it out.
It's a good thing to do. Right. Also, Adam Levine, you know him from Maroon 5 and
he's on The Voice.
He's the latest to tell people not to use his music. He tweeted Fox News this week saying, "Don't play your music on your evil blanking channel ever again. Thank you."
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, Adam. Lighten up.
I know.
Chill out, dude.
It's okay, Adam.
You make a song for the world, not just for the one side of it. So.
He also said this week he prefers to be naked. So, you know, take your clothes off and relax, Adam.
51 passed on good day.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
The hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Dudley is asleep on the couch at CRN, so we'll be throwing rocks at him here in a few minutes to wake him up so he'll be back. But until then, Tom Parsons from bestfares.com joins us to talk about how to get some cheap airfare. Whoops, wait a minute. Oh, we forgot Tom's little intro.
Want to get away?
Wait for the ding.
Yeah, wait for the ding. Thank you. So if you go on over to DougSteffen.com or GoodDayShow.com, you will see the contributors section. And if you scroll to the right, you'll see this good-looking guy named Tom Parsons. Click on that picture. It will take you to the Doug Steffen page, where there will be what kind of deals going on this week, Tommy?
Well, actually, if you remember, we came on the show a little early this week, Wednesday, talked about the fair sales for for after, you know, in between the holidays. And actually, we made that little psych prediction about 3 weeks ago. So when it came true, we came in. But I sure wish a lot of folks had taken – we still have this one certificate up there from Southwest Airlines. It's not good for Thanksgiving, Christmas, or New Year's, but it is good for travel up until January 30th. It gives you $25 off each person. Again, those who had it for the fair sale, they were flying Dallas to New Orleans for $45, not one way, but round trip. Atlanta to Boston to Baltimore. And I think their fares were $45 one way, round trip. And so it's a real nice little certificate. It takes about 7 days to get it, so you might go out there now and put it in your sock drawer. It's good for up to 8 travelers. So if you've got a family of 4, you think about January airfare down to Florida or somewhere like that, or anywhere Southwest flies, you'll be able to take $25, even some of those cheap ones we see on the West Coast. This weekend, I would say, let's be a little cautious, a little careful. However you're thinking, and that's for any time up to February 15th, I'd say sit back, have a cup of coffee, and wait till Tuesday afternoon and start looking again because everything sort of dried up. However, I'm going to change my mind on this part. If you're traveling between December, probably the 17th or the 18th, up until January 5th, you might want to start looking now, too, because that's the holiday Christmas time period. And there we are starting. You're still not going to get these sale fares. Now, even though Southwest has done 2 of them back-to-back this weekend, there is not. We still maybe have room on the short-haul flights. But if you're thinking about Florida or maybe some West Coast cities, you might want to start looking at those now before the snow hits that northeast corridor where you guys live.
Mm-hmm.
And because those fares to Florida, Washington, D.C., we were finding them under 200. But the trick is not to go the weekend of the 23rd, 24th, 25th, or the 26th, maybe the 27th on some markets, because your fare can be double what it would be if you left on the 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st, maybe up to the 22nd and staying for a week. So remember that. And the worst 2 days during Christmas is the 26th, coming back on January 2nd. There you can almost guarantee on especially the long haul or the destinations like Florida, you'll pay double or more.
Wow.
So don't do those. What else do we see out there? But again, I do think there's going to be room for another Christmas sale. So they did it back to back. We've got a couple more weeks before we get to Thanksgiving. They were not including Thanksgiving in this sale. So Southwest, they're going to give us a sale. They like to give it the real cheap stuff if you book 30 days or more. So I think maybe because they were just exhausted from what they did this week.
So people should be booking right now.
For Christmas. I think if you're traveling anytime up to February 15th, sit back, have a cup of coffee. If it's short-haul Christmas, Dallas to St. Louis or St. Louis to Chicago or Chicago to Detroit, I think you need to wait and let's see if Southwest or AirTran both do another Christmas holiday, maybe next Friday. Maybe we'll have another deal for you to that. But if you're going to Florida, the West Coast, New Orleans, places like that for the holidays, or Denver or the ski destinations, I'd be looking this weekend, see what you can lock in, and just avoid those probably from the 23rd to the 26th, based on a 7-night getaway.
Flying out of the country. We've got just a minute left, but what about flying out of the country? My wife's been trying to book some out of the country airfare, and it's been tough. It just changed like a week ago. It jumped $150 to go to South America, and it hasn't come back down.
Well, South America is a whole different animal. Depending on where she goes, number one, you got 100, because we charge people in Buenos Aires and Santiago and some other cities in South America $130 security fees. Fuel surcharges are up to $5.95 to some destinations in South America. And then you still have to buy your airplane ticket and the entry tax. So, but if you're going to Europe, I think even for Thanksgiving, that's because the Europeans don't celebrate Thanksgiving, you will find some probably good deals like on the 23rd, which is usually one of the busier days. And for Christmas, you're going to have to look a little bit harder. But for Thanksgiving, I think it's you'll find these Chicago to Paris maybe for $700.
All right, so go on over to DougStephan.com. Contributors, Tom Parsons. That'll take you over to BestFares.com and get your $25 Southwest gift certificates before they are gone. Thank you, Tommy. It's 58 past the hour on Doug Stephan's Good Day.